This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a teenager is dead, another is injured after a shooting on the southwest side last night. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco Mai, this all happened shortly before 9 p.m. last night. A 17-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl were walking outside near Maplewood and West 56th in the Gage Park neighborhood. That's when police say two men started shooting at them before fleeing the scene. The boy had multiple gunshot wounds on his body and died at the hospital. The girl had a grazed wound to her left head, or to her leg and her head, and was taken to the hospital in good condition. No one is in custody as police continue their investigation. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There were some scary moments outside the United Center last night when two men and a teen were shot as fans were pouring in for a concert.
The shooting happened just before 7 o'clock when the first annual birthday bash by Inglewood native Lil Durk was slated to start. It was at Walcott and Warren near the parking lots outside the UC. Chicago police say an 18-year-old was shot in the chest and a 19-year-old was hit in the ribs. Both of those young men were in critical condition when they were taken to the hospital. A 15-year-old boy was also shot in the hand and grazed in the stomach. He was in good condition. Officers were seen running in the area, but no one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Early voting begins today in all 50 Chicago wards. Authorities say people can vote at any early voting site that's convenient to them. It doesn't matter where you live in the city. You can go to any site. Officials plan to hold a news conference later on this morning to discuss more details.
And former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are scheduled to be in Chicago today. It's part of a campaign blitz that they're making in support of Vice President Harris. Although Harris won't be joining them here, she will make an appearance with the couple in Georgia on Thursday. That'll be the first time all three have appeared together during the campaign.
More Chicago public school students are graduating from high school than ever before. Finishing college is still a struggle, though. WBBM's Rachel Pearson joins us live now on the Newsline with the details.
Yeah, Cisco, if you remember last week, CPS CEO Pedro Martinez had touted the district's high school graduation rate, but there's a new report that's showing some disparities. Researchers at the University of Chicago's Two and Through Project released a study that shows 2023 CPS high school graduation rates increased to an all-time high of 85%. And while more than 60% of students immediately enrolled in college, only 54% graduated from a four-year school and 31% from a two-year program. It also found that about 85% of Latino students and 82% of Black students graduated high school compared to 91% of their white counterparts. Those behind the report say it's not so much a reflection of the district, but rather a depiction of how racially marginalized those groups continue to be and have lower access to higher education. Reporting live, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are asking for the public's help in finding two people allegedly involved in an attack on the CTA earlier this month. Police say a man and woman between the ages of 18 and 25 had a knife and sprayed mace at someone on a Red Line train near 47th Street just before midnight on October 9th. Reports indicate the attack was part of an attempted robbery.
A man from Nevada now faces charges in connection with a huge fire in the northwest suburbs last week.
56-year-old Denny Ellis faces a felony charge of aggravated arson. Authorities say the fire he allegedly set damaged at least $1.5 million in merchandise at the Rosemont Target at 7000 Mannheim Road last Thursday. All employees and shoppers were able to get out safely with no injuries. Following the fire, investigators quickly identified the suspect and located his vehicle in suburban Elk Grove Village after using license plate readers. Varen Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two Chicago area schools are among hundreds across the nation that receive shipments of ready-to-eat meat products that are being recalled over possible listeria contamination.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the possibly tainted meat from pre-cooked food company Bruce Pack was produced from May 31st to October 8th. The USDA says the meats were shipped to the Kitty Scholar School in Matteson and the Fox Valley Family YMCA in Plano. Health officials advise the customers to throw away the recalled products. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The recalled items were also shipped to at least seven Walmart stores in Chicago and the suburbs.
Charges are now filed against a man involved in a shooting more than 7 years ago that injured two Chicago police officers.
25-year-old Edgar Barron was arrested Thursday in the back of the yards, just a mile away from where the shooting took place in May of 2017. Prosecutors say Barron and 26-year-old Angel Gomez were in a vehicle and opened fire at two undercover police officers in the 1500 block of West 43rd. One of the officers was hit and wounded. Gomez was arrested a short time after the shooting. Investigators say Barron left the country. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A city council committee is planning to vote today on a plan that would lower the default speed limit in the city from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour. Supporters say the number of traffic deaths have dropped in other cities that reduced their speed limits in recent years. Mayor Johnson says he supports the plan. Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh List.
Morning. They've been playing WNBA ball in New York since the beginning of the league over a quarter of a century ago, but Lady Liberty has never lifted a championship trophy until now.
Taken away by Phoenix. Off to Stewart. 28 years in the making. The New York Liberty are WNBA champions.
67-62 over Minnesota in overtime of a deciding game 5 in Brooklyn. ESPN, the call. Jonquel Jones, finals MVP, 17 points. Minnesota falls short of a record-setting fifth title. And the only thing losing coach Cheryl Reeve talks about after the game is how one close whistle by the referees cost them a two-point lead with 4 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
All the headlines will be Reeve cries foul. Bring it on, right? Bring it on. Because it was stolen from us. Bring it on.
It was stolen from us, Reeve says. Breonna Stewart for New York sinks two free throws to force overtime where the Liberty win by five, clinching their first championship. The Dodgers win the NL pennant with a Game 6 win over the Mets 10-5. For the 12th time, the Dodgers and Yankees will decide the World Series starting Friday in L.A. New York's won 8 of the 11 matchups. It was L.A. with Fernando Valenzuela and Pedro Guerrero winning their last Yankees meetup in the World Series 43 years ago. Back to work for the Bears coming off a bye week. Unsure if they'll face Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota. Sunday in Washington, the Commanders rolled the Panthers 40-7 with Mariota replacing Daniels, who hurt his ribs early in the game. The Blackhawks practice for a game with Vancouver tomorrow. The Bulls work out for the opener at New Orleans Wednesday. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person has been arrested after an incident at a suburban shopping mall. This happened Saturday afternoon.
Aurora police say a suspect is in custody after accidentally firing a fake gun inside of the Fox Valley Mall just after 4:30 p.m. Authorities were called to Fox Valley Center Drive for reports of a gunshot inside the mall. After an investigation, police say an imitation gun fell out of the suspect's clothing when it fired. No one was injured and the suspect was taken into custody after attempting to flee the scene. Mallory Forbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two men are scheduled to appear in court today on drug-related charges after a traffic stop in the Quad Cities area. Henry County Sheriff's Police say they stopped a vehicle on I-80 for following too closely. That's when authorities say they conducted a search of the vehicle after a dog indicated drugs were inside. Police found more than 160 pounds of marijuana. Both men are facing felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver and cannabis trafficking. A new person is in charge of a valuable asset to the Chicago Police Department.
Katie Hill is now executive director of the University of Chicago Crime Lab. It's often used by Chicago police to analyze its policies and practices. Hill previously worked as a policy advisor to Mayor Rahm Emanuel and a director of policy research and development at the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. She replaces Rosanna Ander, who's now transitioning to a new leadership role. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Four people are dead after a helicopter collided with a radio tower near downtown Houston last night. The privately owned aircraft crashed just before 8. It had taken off from an airport about 15 miles away. Eric Cheney lives near the scene and heard a loud sound.
I didn't know if it was a chemical explosion or if there was, I didn't know what had happened. So my immediate thought was just to honestly get in my car and evacuate.
The tower lights were reportedly not functioning at the time of the incident.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.